David Shepherdson covers transportation, autos, and aviation for Thomson Reuters. He was with our great Detroit News in the past, and we're happy to welcome him back to Focus with Paul W. Smith. David, I keep forgetting to ask this.
Sure.
Didn't we just used to refer to Reuters as Reuters?
Oh. It is still Reuters. Yeah, so 20 years ago, Reuters got bought by Thomson in Canada. So our parent company is Thomson Reuters, but you just call us Reuters. Although our emails say Thomson Reuters, it's annoying and people don't understand it.
Well, it's especially annoying because I've been calling it Thomas Reuters.
Okay.
So it's never been right. Thomas Reuters. And I wonder just who the heck is Thomas Reuters. But anyway, so it Thomson Reuters. But I think I'm going to go with you, David. Let's just call it Reuters. That's the iconic name, Reuters.
Love it. Exactly.
All right. Meanwhile, are the TSA lines, I read somewhere they were not getting longer or that maybe even getting shorter, but I don't know. What's the very latest?
So it's a mixed bag, right? So much like remember back to last fall, we had the 43-day shutdown. We saw air traffic controllers calling out sick. Like today, TSA officers at different airports, right? So we know over the weekend, New Orleans and Houston Hobby had terrible lines all the way to the garage. I mean, we're talking 3-4 hours. And we're still seeing some sporadic places where there are higher absences. The TSA today said about 300 of the 50,000 officers have quit since this shutdown began. And this Friday is the first day in this shutdown they're going to get a zero pay paycheck. So they're going to look at that stub. And I do have concerns that this weekend, if you've got TSA folks who got to find childcare or whatever, could call in sick over the weekend. Because look, it's hard. I mean, these folks are making roughly $20 an hour, $42,000 a year before overtime. So they're not getting paid super well. And a lot of them are living paycheck to paycheck. And like many people, it's hard to go without your pay.
Of course it is. None of us would want to do that, nor would we or should we be expected to do that. And because the primary institutional media are filled with Democrats and backers of what the Democrats are doing, they won't say what it is. This DHS shutdown is because the Democrats won't open up the money that they should get and that they voted on in a bipartisan way in the past. But they've looked at this as a way to get the president in trouble because they haven't been able to figure it out by coming up with better ideas on their own. So they keep thinking, okay, we're going to cause the TSA to people are leaving. People won't come to work Friday. They get their first no paycheck whatsoever in the lines. And people are going to be mad at the president. So that's what we're doing. But folks, don't be mad at the president. Be mad at the Democrats for not going along with a bipartisan solution they had agreed to in the past. I'm sorry you're not hearing that from the lamestream media, but you're not. Meanwhile, since I have you here, can I ask you a question that I just found to be fascinating, and you probably have an answer. And by the way, spring break is coming, and believe me, the DHS officials are very worried that there could be more TSA employees who are going to leave. They need to pay their bills. Nobody is saying to them, oh, you don't have to make your car payment. Oh, you don't have to make your apartment to rent. Oh, you don't have to pay for your mortgage because, well, what the heck? The Democrats won't give you your money. We understand. No, these men and women have to find other jobs. It's bad enough they had to have two jobs in the first place. But anyway, I got that off my chest. Here's the question. And I asked my producer about this. Mike Parsons, neither one of us had an answer. I thought it was unusual when I read, and you're going to help me understand this, this being David Shepherdson covering transportation, autos, and aviation for Reuters. Why would JetBlue ask the FAA to shut them down? Why couldn't JetBlue just say, we have a problem, we're going to have to shut down? Did they avoid some liability? What was the point of them? I thought they asked the FAA to ground them.
They did. Yeah, they did. And this has happened. This doesn't happen that often. I'd say about twice a year. United had something happen about 6 months ago, Southwest. They're almost always the same thing, some sort of IT problem. And I don't, you know, and right, you're right. That's, as far as I know, there's no regulatory requirement, but I do think it's a good backstop to prevent any plane from going out. Now, you're right. I mean, they're the ones who control the planes. They have the dispatchers, the control, you know, the gate agents, the pilots, and so on. You would think you could just send an email to everybody saying, hey, no flights. And so, you know, maybe this is just a way of ensuring that nobody leaves. You know, a lot of times it's about, you know, maybe, you know, it could be a weight and balance issue, like the pilot, something's wrong with the computer system that you can't, you know, have assurance that the plane is good to go, or, you know, so usually it's some weird technical issue, because a lot of times the airlines will choose kind of late at night to do a reboot. So it does happen most times, not like the United one, it happens overnight, where there are not many flights. It doesn't affect too many people. And this one with JetBlue, I think, happened around midnight. Maybe it was done at 2 a.m. roughly. So it didn't affect people too much. But you're right, it does freak people out. And again, it speaks to Americans. People are obsessed with aviation, obsessed with what happens on airplanes. Right, things that happen on an airplane would never make news anywhere else. But, you know, people love to fly. They love to read about it when things go wrong. And like my parents and other people, they love to freak out before they go on a plane, right? So I do think a lot of coverage is about people worrying about their flight or their spring break trip or whatever, which...
Well, there's a lot at play. I mean, yeah. It's difficult for some of us to sure. leave the flying to the pilots. You know, we get on the plane, we don't turn left to go into the cockpit, we turn right to go to a seat, and we're yeah. completely without any power at all, and that's tough for... You know, it's like... I don't even like, although I do let Kim drive more than I've ever let anyone else drive, I really feel I need that control. But be that as it may, so that's a good explanation. And I understand the ground stop was lifted about 40 minutes after it was imposed. Brief system outage that had been resolved. It occurs to me, JetBlue, I mean, I've been around a long time, so it seems hard to believe. It seems like JetBlue just started, but they're over 25 years old now. And I might have been in New York. It was a little while longer than I was in New York, but they headquartered in New York City. The flagship terminal was at JFK. How are they doing overall? How is JetBlue? Is it considered a successful airline?
Well, no, I mean, they're struggling. They are definitely struggling. You know, there's been a lot of merger talks, right? There was a whole, you know, potential merger with Spirit, right? And you know, I think, you know, the problem is, the big three keep getting bigger and bigger, right? You know, American, Delta, and United. And it's hard. It's hard when you're smaller. We look at Spirit. Spirit was just in bankruptcy again. And JetBlue, as you're right, is the only new successful airline in the last 25 years. But they've still got to figure out. They have a new partnership with United, right? You can earn miles on both. But it's still unclear. Could they merge with somebody? You know, what's in their future? But they're definitely having some financial issues for sure. They, unlike the other airlines, they have not been making profits, you know, for quite a number of quarters. I think like 8 or 9 quarters at this point.
So it seemingly, I mean, I don't know, but it doesn't yeah. seem like it would behoove one of those big three to buy them. They wouldn't need to, really, I guess.
Well, you got Gates. They're very strong in South Florida. They're very strong in New York and Boston. Like, so they have some attractive assets. So, you know, you could see a United potentially interested in buying them, you know, economies of scale, what have you.
Interesting. Well, I got to tell you, we deal with the folks from Delta a lot. In fact, we refer to them as the official airline of the Paul W. Smith Show and family. I even told the Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, that when he was on not too long ago. I think that Ed Bastian's doing a great job at the top, a great job. And then we work with Nick DeMarco and Hussein, and all these people that we work with are all good people. So we hope and we are happy to see that you refer to them as one of the top three. And I'd have to agree with you. They seem to do a great job and certainly a great airline for Detroit.
United are getting a lot of money. You know, they're adding flights, expanding. They're right now, those are the two guys really on top. American, very large, but it's having its share of struggles as well now. As well.
So you broke off a little bit. You're saying United and Delta?
Yeah, both very profitable, adding flights. American is having some struggles. They're also large, but definitely Delta and United are right now sort of leading the industry in terms of profitability expansion.
Nice to have a guy back who used to be with us at the Detroit News, now with the famous, iconic Reuters, David Shepherdson, who covers transportation, autos, and aviation for Reuters. Thanks for being with us, David. We'll talk again and look forward to it.
Thanks, Paul W.
We continue in Focus as we approach 1:30.